107.7 The Island. Real music variety. Look at this little guy. Robin Mays is here with Voice for Companion Animals.
I brought Jim. Jim, a.k.a. Jimmy Dean, Jimbo.
Jimmy Jams.
Jimmy Jam, Jimmy Crack Corn, and I Don't Care.
Is it a pug?
No, this is a Brussels Griffon.
What? A who?
Say that a who?
Brussels Griffon.
Any relation to Brussels sprouts?
All right.
These are not words that I'm familiar with.
Time to Google. Okay, so if you Google Don Rickles, don't you think?
Oh, here, 100%.
Look. Oh, yeah. Why didn't you name him Donnie?
All right.
Where are you going?
He might come down and check everything out.
Yeah, well, Neil, no, I'm not cleaning up messes anymore.
Tell me the name of the dog, the breed again.
Brussels Griffon.
Griffon.
Russell Griffon.
Brussels, like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels?
Brussels Griffon. Mix. I'm going to add mix because we don't know. But Brussels Griffon.
Where did you get Jim?
Jim is a breeder release. We took a couple breeder releases. And Jim is one of them. Where are you going?
Now, when I was a kid, my grandmother and grandfather had a Pekingese.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I recall Smush it looking face. Like. Yeah. Are they the same?
No.
Or similar?
Pekingese is usually shorter, nicer, smoother coat. Brussels are usually a little bit wiry hair. Not really wiry hair, but they kind of resemble a pug.
Look, I always support adopting. I just don't know that I would be able to coexist with Don Rickles.
And seriously, if you want to laugh all day, some of the antics this guy does are hysterical.
Oh, well, that fits.
Jim, a.k.a. Don Rickles. I totally see Don Rickles when I look at his face.
Oh, big time. He's a little more user-friendly. He looks very loving.
Oh, he is.
He loves people. He loves people. Still potty training, but that's what you get when you get these dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not finding this. Oh, wait, maybe I spelled it wrong. Brussels Griffon?
Brussels, B-R-U-S-S-E-L, I think.
This is why nothing's coming up. I misspelled it in three different places. Oh, there it is. Brussels Griffon. I've never heard of this in my life. How is that possible?
Well, they're not overly common in this area. We've got quite a few in the area.
I mean, I've seen the animal. I've seen this animal my whole life. I just never heard that expression.
Yep. Brussels Griffon.
Wikipedia says it's a breed of toy dog named for their city of origin, which is Brussels. In Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels. Belgium.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's very, a cutie
very
pie.
Interesting.
So but, how much do you think he weighs about? 12 pounds?
Well, maybe. He will be ready for adoption by this weekend.
Oh, wow.
He will be fully vetted and ready to go. And so he's going to be looking for just the right fit because he won't be for everybody. No tie outs. He's got to have a fenced in yard. Someone who likes a little comedy in their life because he is a hoot.
Oh, look at that cute little tail.
Is he vocal at all?
He's vocal in a way that is hysterical. He will bark at you, but it's a funny bark.
Aww.
I don't know if we can get him to do it.
Do you have a funny bark?
Squeeze him. See if we can get a sound out of him.
You're not getting down. I'm not cleaning up messes.
Aww.
Okay. You mark and that's it.
Laura, are we ready to reveal?
Oh, yes. Yes.
We got a little surprise.
We got a little surprise. There's going to be a little surprise. There we go. That's
what
there we go. Oh, look at that.
When there's a new animal in the studio, it's weird to say I have a little surprise. Oh, no, we got an exit.
Nope, we're good. Come here. Come here.
I see what you're saying about the comedic elements. He has an interesting run.
And he flattens himself, and he just likes, while he's flattening himself, he likes to bark.
Interesting. He doesn't get bigger than this, right?
No, he's about 4 years old. Ow. What?
Did you say earlier he was a breed and release?
He was.
Oh, I see.
He was used for breeding and that was it. Look what's here.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, which brought us these beautiful
bandanas. Look what's here.
for your animal.
Oh my gosh.
That have the three most important logos in central Nebraska, which
absolutely
is, of course, the island.
Yes.
Voice for Companion Animals.
Yes, of course.
And Pro Team Design.
Yes.
Wonderful John Rickles sponsor. Is getting the very first band animal. I think you picked the right color for
it. Oh, yeah.
Look at me.
Very, very nice.
You look so handsome. Look how handsome.
Pro Team Design designs as unique as you are for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook and see what they can do on their website, proteamdesign.com. These bandanas look spectacular.
Yeah.
Nope. Where are you going?
All different colors. For all different dogs and kitties.
All different colors, and the size seems perfect for just about any animal.
Yeah.
Look how nice a bandana is.
Laura, you should wrap your hair in one of these.
Okay.
Do we need to tie a couple together for Richter? Is that what we...
Would one of those fit Richter, or tie two together?
A couple together, yeah.
So now we have to decide when we're going to reveal how everybody... can get their own for their pet.
What did you decide? Band animal?
Band animal or animal bandit? What did I say? Band animal seems...
Please don't ask him hard questions.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Whenever I say, oh, I'll remember it, I never remember it. You should write it down. No, I'll remember it.
No, I'll remember. Mm-hmm. I got it right here.
Got it right there.
Voice for Companion Animals works to keep pets at home with seniors and veterans by providing them pet food and supplies each month. That must run dry often.
Yes, it does run dry often. Right now, we're almost dry of dry cat food.
What do we do about that?
Well,
we ask for help.
We ask for help.
Springtime is spring first.
Is it really?
And maybe we should
bring into action.
We should brave the... I'm just afraid if we do a live remote here like we have in the past, if I set it for Friday, we'll get a snowstorm. Okay. What if we pencil in Saturday, April 6th?
That'll work.
In the meantime, check out pictures of Don Rickles' puppy dog. What's his name? John?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Dean, Jim, James.
Jim.
He's available for adoption. See pictures in the blog section, 1077 The Island.
Aww. Isn't Captain Kirk's first name Jim?
Yep, James T. Kirk.
James T. Kirk.
Here's a trivia question for you. What's the T stand for? My brother's a big Trekkie.
Trekkie. That's probably what it stands for.
It's not Captain James Trekkie Kirk.
Wait, I'm going to Google it.
No, don't Google. I'll just tell you.
It's Google races.
I don't know.
It's Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Tiberius?
What the heck?
There's the next available name for one of your animals.
Okay, first we have to spell it for the kennel card.
Tiberius, T-I-B. Just name him Tibby.
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 Mr.
Robin,
Tibbs.
Robin, thank you for what you do. Stay tuned to find out how you can get one of your band animals from Pro Team Design with our logo on it. And you can put it on your crazy furry friend.